And around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, as well as our engineer extraordinaire, Nick the Geek, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
And thank you very much, the legendary John Bon Jovial. Welcome, everyone, to the show that's always an award show. There are so many. As a matter of fact, we're headed into award season the next few months. There's going to be a ton of them going around. So we decided, why not make every show an award show? And we carried it one step further because you, our listeners, along with our guests, can name the awards. No nominating committees, no balloting, no nothing. Just you think somebody's done something incredibly good or incredibly stupid, sign them up for an award. Tell us what you think they should get awarded for, and we'll be happy to present an award in your behalf. Of course, send your award nominations to david@thedavidbowers.com, and we'll get right on them. We've got a couple coming up in just a couple of moments. We want to thank first our house band, Titty Bingo, out of the great state of Texas, that provides our introductory theme song and stops in every now and then to present us with some of their own brand of Texas rock and roll, which I understand they'll be doing sometime in the next few months. They're working on a new project right now, and they'll be bringing it on the David Bowers Awards show for their debut. John Bon Jovial, how are you doing today?
Oh, thoroughly wonderful, David. Glad to be back with you again for another week of fun, frivolity, mirth, and or merriment. And, you know, speaking of stupid, my award today goes out to something I think everybody's going to be pleased about. This is the last week we have to put up with the nonsense. After November 9th, it doesn't matter who gets elected. We don't have to listen to it again, well, for a couple of years anyway. Thank goodness.
That is so true, and we'll be glad to get glad to put that behind us. Hopefully, we'll be glad after it's over with. So we'll have to wait and see about that. However, we don't have to wait and see about our first award of the day. We've got a lot of stuff going today, so we're going to move right into it right now. And our first, the David Bowers Award. I just love those guys. Such talent.
Crack me up.
Our first The David Bowers Award goes to all of our friends and previous guests who are in consideration for Grammy nominations. Last week, we congratulated Nikki Chris and the Americana band Herrick. This week, we have more. The Chicago Rockers, the Pond Hawks, who were with us a few weeks ago, and the Sharon Leah Band, also up for consideration for a Grammy nomination, as is one of our guests today, whom you'll be hearing from in just a few minutes. We are so proud and honored to have each of you on the show as guests and part of the David Bowers Awards family. We congratulate each and every one of you and wish you all the very best. And as Nikki Chris suggested here a week or so ago, maybe this will indeed be the year of the indie at the Grammy Awards. Stay tuned, because we have a special announcement coming up a little bit later in the show about our Grammy hopeful guests. We'll have that for you in just a little bit. We want to also give thanks to our terrestrial radio host, WRFZ FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, for carrying the David Bowers Awards. Hello to all of our lovely, wonderful listeners in beautiful Rochester. Rochester Free Radio is a publicly supported nonprofit. So all you listeners, especially those of you in Rochester, get with it. Drop a couple of bucks in the mail to help support a great new way to listen to music radio in Rochester. Whatever you can afford, no amount is too small. Remember, it is tax deductible. Contact Rochester Free Radio at WRFZ-FM for details of how you can become a part of your local music radio. And artists are invited to submit their music for possible airplay on WRFZ-FM. Today, we've got a lot of people, a lot of great music, so let's get right to it. Remember, if you've got someone or something you think deserves an award, email david@thedavidbowers.com, put awards in the subject line, and who knows, maybe your award will make it on the show. John Bon Jovial.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David. And as always, again, we want to welcome everybody that's listening. And artists, if you have an EPK that you'd like to get to us for consideration on the David Bowers Awards, please send your EPKs to david@thedavidbowersawards.com. Coming up on the David Bowers Awards, we've got Diana Rain and the rock band Leeds. But first, more new indie music. And we've got something special. I know you just mentioned it a few minutes ago, but we've got something pretty cool coming up.
Indeed we do. November is Native American Heritage Month. And to honor our Native American brothers and sisters and their music, we'll be featuring all Native music this month on our preliminary, the first two tracks we play on each show. And this music is provided to us by NAMA, the Native American Music Association. And it's included, all of these tracks and many more are included on their two-album set, which they're offering for free on their website. Write this down, NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com. Go to the website, check it out, see who the winners were, and check out the two free albums that they have available of the Native American Music Award nominees and winners. Right now, here is the grand winner of the 2016 NAMI for Best Traditional Recording. The group is called Women of Heart. They're a mixed-blood Native American singing and drum group formed in 2003, and they aspire to share their love of Native America with schoolchildren and adults alike through drumming, singing, and dancing. They also do educational programs for various schools and organizations in conjunction with the Sautee Nacoochee History Museum in Sautee Nacoochee, Georgia. Collaborated with Glenn Snell CD as one for the title song, and did the compilation of the Spirit Wind Records, Stop the Pain. That's a NAMA compilation, and they did the NAMA compilation CD we referred to a little while ago, Water is Life. That's the two-volume CD set you can get from the Native American Music Association for free. This is on that beautiful, beautiful two-volume set. Here are Women of Heart. It's called Water Song.
Shut up! You're listening to the greatest indie music in the world on the David Bowers Awards.
Water Song, Women of Heart, the 2016 NAMI Best Traditional Recording winner. What'd you think, John Bon Jovial?
I liked it. It made me think of what's going on in North Dakota right now, which should be, I think, forefront on everybody's minds at the moment, regardless of which way you lean politically. I mean, there's certain national rights, treaties of the 1850s that were signed, and that made me think a lot about it. But I heard the dedication in the music. I heard the rhythm in the voices, and I tell you what, I think that these folks are going to go a long way. I like them a lot.
I do too, and it's part of an amazing two-album collection. I've listened to it, and it is really, I would say it's worth the money, but they're actually giving it to you for free. It's a fantastic collection, and here is another part of that collection, a NAMI Hall of Famer who calls himself Bobby Bullitt. In 2010, he was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Native American Music Awards. In 2013, he was honored with an NACF Artist Fellowship in Music. Bobby Bullitt St. Germain is a celebrated Chippewa writer and performer who's been part of the music business for over 50 years. Bobby Bullitt was nominated this year for Best Spoken Word Performance and for Justice in Time. Now, the Best Spoken Word Performance is not what we're going to play for you here. This is another tune that he had been nominated for. This one didn't win an award, but we wanted to include it anyway because it's a great song. And out of respect for Bobby Bullitt and his history in music, you be sure and check out all the nominees and winners at NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com and get your two free albums of all the music from the 2016 Native Music Awards. Here he is. This is Bobby Bullitt and a thing called Runaway Train.
I hear lightning singing the blues. Feel the earth take off your shoes. Too much dust, not enough rain. Politicians riding on a runaway train. Four painted horses thunder up the sky. Disappearing lakes, I hear my mother cry. Big old sun burning up your brain. Everybody riding on a runaway train. Jump off, jump off, jump off the runaway train. Get back, get back, get back to where it all began. Sweet home, leave her alone. She don't want none of your shame. Yeah, don't want a ticket to ride on your runaway train. Yeah, don't want a ticket to ride on your runaway train. They say forgotten hearts in a big bouquet. There ain't no God on your runaway train. Jump off, jump off, jump off the runaway train. Get back, get back,
And that's Bobby Bullitt, Runaway Train. Again, be sure to check out all the nominees and winners at the NativeAmericanMusicAwards.com website and get those two free albums of their music. They're fantastic. You're going to love it. In the coming weeks, we're going to be saluting Native American Heritage Month by featuring Native American artists all this month long, including Shelley Morningsong, who was NAMI 2016 Artist of the Year. Meanwhile, we're going to move right along right now without any further ado and get to our first guest and her music, because I know you're really going to get a kick out of this. You're going to enjoy Diana Rain. Here's the first track, the title track from her newest album. It's called Long Road.
It's been a long road, and now I'm coming home. Time forgives, lets me in, starting over. Well, I never, ever
You're listening to The David Bowers Awards. And if you're an artist who'd like to have your music featured on our show, please write us at david@thedavidbowers.com.
Long Road, title track from her new album. And here she is to come in and talk with us now. Welcome aboard, if you would, please, Diana Rain. Hello, Diana.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, so glad to have you. What a great sound you have there. Congratulations, I love it.
I appreciate it. Send the love. Send as much love as you can.
Oh, absolutely, and equally happy to be able to share it with my listeners who might not be familiar with Diana Rain. So tell us, if you would, please, a little bit about your past and how you got to where you are today.
Well, my first love has always been music. My parents tell me that when I was in the crib, I would want to listen to the Bee Gees, so I can go to sleep. I remember music. I remember being my first love, and along the lines of life. Sorry, my tongue is tied. I got into acting. And one of my first auditions was for the movie Home Alone. And I must have auditioned for that, the first audition and callbacks, about 4 times. And I finally got a call that I booked a job. So my life kind of took a different trajectory, and I poured myself into the acting world. But I would always have music in most of my projects when I was doing. I was produced some projects as well. So music was always a part of it for me, and in 2011 I actually had a vocal surgery. I was doing a musical career in Chicago from around maybe 2005, and I put out my first album called The Back Room, and you can find that on iTunes. So I had a vocal surgery in 2011, and that put me on hold. And then I also had my son in 2012, so that put me on hold even more. And when it came time for me to get back into something, I had a deep talk with myself to figure out, okay, do I want to focus on acting or do I want to focus on music? I need to get really truthful with myself because it just takes too much time to do both, and I really want to do something well and do it right. So I'm very happy with my decision to stick with music, and the album you have in your hand there, Long Road, is an album I produced on my own, and I'm really proud of it. I worked really hard on it. At the same time I was recording it, I was just obsessively practicing guitar to get better at my lead playing. And now I heard that it's on the first ballot for the 59th Annual Grammy Awards. So I'm really excited, and my fingers are crossed.
Wonderful. Congratulations. And we are overwhelmed with a number of our guests just from this year who are on that preliminary ballot for Grammy considerations. So you have joined the list of the 4 others that we've had, and we'll be making an announcement right after, as we come up right after we listen to the rest of your music. We'll have another track from your new album, which is excellent, and I'm so glad to have it. I found myself another new female singer, John Bon Jovial. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I got to tell you, Diana, congratulations. I mean, you have put something together, and I think that the world is so much better off that you didn't pursue your acting career, because your music is beautiful. And
thank you for the validation.
Well, I have. I'm listening to you, and I'm trying to think of the influences, at least that I hear, and I don't know whether you're conscious of it or not, but there's only one other woman that I have heard sing with the timbre that you have and the passion that you have, and that's a woman by the name of Ava Cassidy. I don't know if you've heard of her or not.
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
I love her. I have, and
oh, she was just, unfortunately, she's no longer with us, but she had this incredibly gorgeous voice, and I, you know what, I think you're right up there with her, and I don't really have a question for you, I have a praise for you, and that's it, and thank you for not going into the movies, thank you for singing.
You're very welcome. Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, I've heard of Ava Cassidy, that just gave me chills, she's amazing, and yeah, I'm really humbled by that remark. So all I can do is just keep working at it and putting out music that gives me chills and gives other people chills, hopefully.
Well, your work is definitely paying off, as witness just the one track that we've already heard. And before we let you go, tell us a little bit, if you would, please, about the next track we're going to play called Green Light.
Green Light is about my love affair with all of my Guitar Hero influences. I'm pretty obsessed with guitar, and on any typical day, you can find me on YouTube just watching Stevie Ray Vaughan, Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix. Who else? There's so many. So That's what I do in my pastime. I just watch guys playing guitar or girls playing guitar. I love Bonnie Raitt too, and there's a lot of upcoming girl guitar players. Yeah,
nothing like following the best there, and it shows. Your work and your efforts have paid off. You're tremendous, and we're so happy to have had you here with us today. We look forward to you coming back in the future. Remember, as we tell all our guests, once you're on our show, you're family. The door is always open to you. You get a new release you want to promote or something else happening that you want to tell the world about, get a hold of us. We'll find a place for you because you're always welcome here on the David Bowers Awards. Thank you so much. Diana Rain, ladies and gentlemen. You're so welcome. Thank you. Diana Rain.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. And the album is Long Road, and this is a track called Green Light.
I'm gonna take you home tonight.
That's Diana Rain from her new album, Long Road, at a thing called Green Light.
This is Rob Parisi listening to The David Bowers playing that funky music.
And keeping right on with it, too, because we're going to bring you a group now that's going to rock your socks off for today. It's a group of guys from Old Bridge, New Jersey. They call themselves Leeds, like the city in England. For those of you who are familiar with The Who, I know you're familiar with the city of Leeds in England, and that's what their name is, Leeds. The group is headed by guitarist and lead singer Connor Bracken, and we're going to lay a tune on you right now from them. It's a thing called Like a Dog.
What you mean?
You're listening to the greatest indie music in the world on the David Bowers Awards.
Leeds, that's cold like a dog. Let's bring on the man himself. Come on in here and join us and tell us a little bit about Leeds, Mr. Connor Bracken. Welcome aboard.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, doing just fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
Hey, listen,
over
I got
all the candy from yesterday.
Oh, I know the feeling there. That candy is just so good. You never outgrow your need for candy. But yeah. I got to ask you a question, Connor. Now, this is very important because it goes right to the heart of your music. I've got to ask you this question. Where the heck is Old Bridge, New Jersey?
The most central of central New Jersey, pretty much. Smack dab in the middle of that, about 30 minutes south of New Brunswick. About 40 minutes north of the shore. Do you know where that is?
Absolutely. Been through there many times. I'm an upstate New York boy, and I was up.
Yeah,
then
you've definitely been around there. Everyone's been through New Jersey a few times.
Oh, I've been up and down the coast so many times it scares me. Oh, I've got a general idea. I had just never heard of Old Bridge, and it has such a nice, quaint sound to it. It sounds like a place you'd like to visit or make home. It just sounds like a nice place to be.
Yeah, it's also a good place for a rock band too. You know, it's pretty quiet around here, so it's a good place to make loud noise.
That was an excellent segue because that brings us to the point of your being here. Tell us about Leeds. Now, I understand you're in your present configuration. You're a relatively new band.
Yeah. Well, this lineup, because we've been around for a while, but we've kind of been a lot of guys from around. Like as you know, down the shore, there's a lot of new musicians and a lot of guys have been in and out of the band. So. Basically, you know, this iteration has been around since probably started putting it together this time last year. And then in March, we went to the studio. We didn't play any shows first. We made the record before getting out there and playing shows with this lineup. So we went in around March and then cut the record and then immediately started gigging. So we've been playing around a lot lately. So. A lot of shows.
And I understand that there's quite an interesting little story about the recording of this record.
Yeah, you know, if you're a rock band, you tend to be very poor. You know, you don't like not that we're poor, but we don't have a lot of money as far as making records. So, no,
understand.
Recorded everything in one day. So the entire record's one day, one take.
Yeah, that is amazing. Just judging from the two tracks I've heard, I haven't had a chance to listen to the entire album, but the two tracks I have heard, to think that you did them both just basically just walking into the studio, setting up, playing them, and you were done.
Yeah.
That is.
And the songs that you heard, Like a Dog was the first one recorded, so that's recorded in the morning, and then we're on to the next song you're about to play. That was recorded right after it. They're recorded mostly in the order that they're in on the album. Some are messed around a little bit, but for the most part, that's the order.
It speaks to your dedication, your professionalism, and your work ethic, the fact that you were able to do this and do the whole album, first take, one shot. That's tremendous, and I think, you know, there's always the feeling, and I know John Bon Jovi will agree with me, there's always a feeling that you get with a live recording, which is partially, I think, due to the fact that it is a one-shot thing. You get up there and you either do it or you don't, and you kind of inject that type of excitement into an album when you can go in and just nail it the first time through.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of planning beforehand, but then that's one of the good things too. If you practice it enough beforehand, you're good to go. Actually, one of the interesting things is we only had really like 9 down pat, and there was one left that we were going to do that we were going to work on, but we ended up working pretty much down to the wire, and we had about 5 minutes left of recording time. And we only had 9 songs, and there's a song on there called Scars of My Heart, and the guy was like, you have 5 minutes. If you can't do it, you're going to have to come back some other day. So it was like, all right, 5 minutes. We'll see if we can finish the album. And we did, one take. And that's what got put on.
You know, there's always the adrenaline rush, too, of hitting it right the first time and knowing that it's, knowing that it's there, sure. And as David just alluded to, the live recording, you know, you go up there and you go to some concerts and there's some bands that, like the Black Eyed Peas, are terrible in concert, much better in the studio. And then you got on the opposite end of the spectrum, the Grateful Dead, which are far superior in concert than they are in the studio. And if you guys were able to do what I just heard in one take, kudos to you, my friend. That's great.
Thank you, man. That's 100% no cutting up or anything like that.
Oh yeah,
So, if you come see us in concert, that's exactly what you're gonna hear.
Well,
no surprises.
We'd love to see you in concert. Do you plan any tours?
We're booking one right now. Right now we're looking to go, this is for the springtime. We actually just booked a bunch of shows for December around here. We're playing all shore places in December, playing 3 shows.
Okay.
But after that, we're going to take probably a month off, the first month of 2017 off, and then we're looking to go, I don't know if we're looking to do upstate New York, but since you guys are playing us, we might have to.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'd love to see you come down here. I'm actually... I'm in Naples, Florida. David's in Bullhead City, Arizona. We'd love to see you come to both places. Both areas have some really terrific venues, small clubs for indie bands that, where you would probably be, you know, more than welcome is an understatement.
Email me afterwards and we'll talk about getting down there. We definitely want to play to you guys. Yeah, we're right now for the tour for the spring, we're looking to do a spring tour. We're looking to do, our hometown, obviously, then Philly, Baltimore, some colleges in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and then somewhere else. Probably New York area, and then back home.
That'd be great. And we've got a couple of bands that play New York. As a matter of fact, one of our close friends is with a band out of New York called the Endmen. If you ever run across Matthew Hendershot, check with him because he can give you some good tips about finding some doors to open in the city. So you guys might be able to get together there too.
We'd love to.
We are just so glad to have you on the show with your new album. And before we let you go, one thing I want to be sure and extend an invitation to you, because once you're on this show, you're family. There's always a place for you. We've always got an open door. Your next release, you get a big gig coming up or something else you want to share with the world, you let us know. We'll find a place for you because the door is always open. On our show, we've got about 30 seconds left here. If you would please, before we let you go, a little bit about this next track we're going to play called Preach.
Preach, another one recorded in the one take. I wrote the riff a couple of years ago, and I've always just been playing that main, the one you're going to hear right in the beginning, and then that's just been kind of like just a thing I warmed up with, and then I figured we needed another song for the album, so I wrote the song around it in about 5 minutes. So,
you guys are amazing. You guys are really amazing.
Not everybody can do that. You know, you make light of it, but seriously, not everybody can do that. That's a hard
thing. Well, we've been doing it for a while under the radar, so now we're finally coming out with it. So.
There you go.
Well, thank you for coming out and sharing with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a band called Leeds from Old Bridge, New Jersey. This is a tune called Preach.
Now
some pain. Cause in my mind's eye, you'll never be mine. But you'll come wherever I go. Take me, even if you could. Cause in my mind's eye, you'll never be mine. But you'll come wherever I go. Yeah, I'll preach, they'll know. I'll preach everywhere I go.
They are Leeds from New Jersey. Thank you so much for being with us, guys. We enjoyed having you, and I promised you a special announcement, and you're going to get that special announcement right now. We promised a special announcement, and it is that we are so proud of the fact that not one, but now five of our guests in this year alone, including Diana Rain, whom you just heard a little while ago, are up for consideration for Grammy Awards. We are so excited that we're having a special on the David Bowers Awards. There will be a special The David Bowers Awards show. Mark this date down, November 20th. All five of our guests who are up for Grammy consideration will be joining us with their music and to talk about being a Grammy hopeful. That should be a special show. You mark the date on your calendar. Sunday, November 20th. The usual time, 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific, and 6 o'clock Greenwich time, the David Bowers Awards with guests Nikki Chris, the Sharon Leah Band, Herrick, the Pond Hawks, and Diana Rain. It's going to be a big, fun show. Look forward to that one. And be sure to tune in on Blog Talk Radio for Jammin' with J-Man, which the David Bowers presents. Getting a little tongue-tied here. We present Jammin' with J-Man. J-Man is a young man from Mesa, Arizona, has built his own online radio empire right out of his home studio by playing all the hits, past, present, and future, plus interviews with emerging artists, too. More radio to help indie artists. Check him out right after our show, Jammin' with J-Man on Blog Talk Radio. John Bon Jovial, take us home.
Okay, you know, you mentioned Sunday, and of course, every Sunday with Big Daddy Don Garlitz. Oh, no, that's a time long, long ago. Never mind. yeah, I see you looking at me like that. Okay, Mr. Dinosaur. Yeah, the David Bowers Awards. That's what you've been listening to, folks. And we are with you every single week.
and we are produced by The David Bowers for Stick It In Your Ear Productions from the studios of Computer Help USA in Naples, Florida, and along the banks of the Colorado River in beautiful Bullhead City, Arizona, and are available for free download worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, also iTunes, 365 Internet Radio, CMG Global Radio, and Spreaker. Be sure to click the follow link on our Blog Talk Radio page and like The David Bowers on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and hear all about our next show. Be sure to join us next week for The David Bowers Awards, Saturday at 5 p.m. on WRFZ-FM 106.3 Rochester Free Radio and on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Pronounced Greenwich, not Greenwich. Don't ever forget that, because the Brits will get very upset at you if you, blow that one. For more great indie music and talk with the artists who make it, follow the David Bowers Awards on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Twitter and Facebook and all those other social media outlets to find out everything first, maybe even before we do. And also, don't forget, we've got these really cool T-shirts. Don't forget the official The David Bowers Awards T-shirts on our website, which is www.thedavidbowers.com. And artists, be sure to please send us your EPKs to david@thedavidbowers.com for your chance to be on the show. So until next week, for The David Bowers and Nick the Geek, Hopalong Sarcassidy, and all the other rejects here, this is the legendary John Bon Jovial saying, we've only got a few more days of this electoral nonsense, and then it's peace and quiet next week. We'll see you next week right here on The David Bowers Awards.